This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day in honour of former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren, who passed away this morning at the age of 81 in New Delhi. The former Jharkhand Chief Minister was suffering from a kidney ailment and had suffered a stroke a month and a half ago. He was on life support system for the last 1 month at Sir Gangaram Hospital in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have expressed grief at the demise of Shibu Soren. The government has said over 11 lakh aspirants got jobs in the last 16 months under Rozgar Mela. Replying to a supplementary question in the Lok Sabha, Union Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia today said, as per the report of the RBI, more than 17 crore youth have got employment in the last decade.
Reserve Bank ke estimate ke anusar 17 crore se adhik yuvaon ko job prapt hui, rozgar mila. Ye hamari sarkar ki yuva lakshya niti ka parinam hai. Modi 3 government ke pehle hi budget mein aane wale 5 saal mein 4 crore se adhik job nirman karne ke liye 2 lakh crore se adhik kharch se Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana bhi announcement kara.
Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over various issues.
लोकतंत्र में नियोजित तरीके से सदन को बाधित करना ये लोकतंत्र प्रक्रियाओं के लिए अच्छा नहीं है, परंपराओं के लिए भी अच्छा नहीं है. आप कोई भी मुद्दे हो, कोई भी सवाल हो, आप प्रश्नकाल के बाद हमसे मिलें. हम नियम प्रक्रियाओं के अंदर आपको हर मुद्दों पर चर्चा करने का पर्याप्त मौका देंगे. मुझे लगता है कि आप नियोजित तरीके से ही सदन को बाधित करना चाहते हैं, इसलिए सदन की कार्रवाई आज 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है.
President of the Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luisa Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation, including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assuming the office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau has called out social media accounts for spreading false claims regarding recent tariff-related developments between India and the US. These accounts are accused of attributing fabricated statements to the External Affairs Ministry and US President Donald Trump. The fact-check unit has warned users not to fall for misinformation and fake propaganda being circulated online. The National Highway 10 connecting Kalimpong, West Bengal with Sikkim has been closed since last night until August the 6th. The closure has affected traffic between Coronation Bridge and Chitre due to heavy rainfall. The police have advised commuters on 3 alternative routes. Heavy vehicles are temporarily restricted. In Pakistan, over 300 people, including 140 children, have died and over 715 people have been injured since June the 26th due to monsoon-triggered rains and landslides. In its latest report, the National Disaster Management Authority said out of the total death toll, 140 were children, 102 were men and 57 were women. Detailing the damage to public property, the report estimated that a total of 1,676 houses were damaged, out of which 562 homes were destroyed completely. Around 428 livestock were lost during the rains. Most of the deaths have been caused by structural collapses, drowning, landslides, lightning strikes and electrocution. In cricket, the fifth and final test of the Anderson and Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final day at the Oval, with hosts England set to resume their second innings at 339 for 6 against India. England need just 35 more runs to win, while India must take the remaining 4 wickets to claim victory and level the series. And with that, we end this news bulletin.